Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking track with Rock Ridge junior pole vaulter Nick Barringer. He won the Tiger Relays, hitting a mark of 10-3. You're kind of an interesting story, Nick Barringer. You took your sophomore year off a track after a freshman year where you pole vaulted. So tell us a little bit about getting back into the swing of things.
Getting back into the swing of things. That's where it got fun. My first week back to track my junior year was an interesting one. It was the worst ever. It was straight conditioning so I could get back into shape until we hit outdoor season, and then I finally hit the pit, which really made me happy.
Well, you tell me a little bit about your decision-making. You came to a point where you didn't know if you enjoyed it anymore and you wanted to take a year off, and you decided, hey, maybe I missed it too much and there is fun to be had. So tell us about kind of your thought process and your decision-making and say, hey, I want to do this again.
It went from, man, I really like working, to, man, look at all my friends out there on the track. They're all having fun. And I realized, like, in my off season, my friend Hunter pole vaulted, and I was like, hey, Hunter, are you still enjoying this? And he said, yeah, I love it. And I went, all right, well, I'm coming back out next year so we can pole vault together. And he said, all right. And we get back out, we start pole vaulting, and it was the best thing, my best decision I've ever made.
That's great to hear. And, you know, when you take a year off of pole vaulting, though, you know, I think even if you do it every year, the fundamentals and the preparation for that, how difficult was it to kind of pick it back up after taking a whole year off?
Picking it back up wasn't horrible, but it was some strides. We did a lot of core working to get me back into it, and I ran with the pole. I couldn't jump for 3 months into the first few months of the track, so I just ran with the pole, did boobkas, which are horrible, and then we just got me back into shape for it.
All right, and you won Friday at a big event, the Tiger Relays at Churard, 10-3, I think, your mark. So a little bit about how your season has been going and what you're shooting for as we're getting set for the conference here in, I think, a little over a week, and the sectional just a couple of weeks ago. So what about the rest of the season for you?
The rest of the season so far, or what I'm planning on doing?
Yeah, just kind of sum it up with what the schedule remains and kind of what you're shooting for as you get ready for the conference and you get ready for, like, the track sectional. What are some of your goals, I guess, as you move forward?
Well, my major goal is make it to at least 11-6. I just want to go to state, have some fun, and one of my big goals is to get down to less than a minute 400.
All right. Well, those are some impressive goals. All right. So Barringer is the last name. Are you related to the legend Pam Barringer?
Yes, sir, I am.
That is your grandmother?
Yes.
All right. Tell us what kind of lady is Pam Barringer? I know a reporter for a while, and I know I sat in some of the same rooms with her for many years. And so a little bit about Grandma.
Grandma is great. She has put up with me and my sister forever. And in off-season, our summers, we show horses. We show Grandma's horses.
All right.
She just wants us to have fun.
All right. Well, Nick Barringer, it's good to see him back out for track at Rock Ridge, a pole vaulter, and he won the Tiger Relays last week, a mark of 10-3. Nick, nice going. Tell Grandma hello, and good luck the rest of the season.
All righty, thank you.
Nick Barringer with us on WRMJ.